spirit that is in this place. We bless you, O Lord. We honor you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, God of all mercies, you from whom all blessings flow. Lord Jesus, we welcome you. We honor you. Be glorified. Be lifted up, O Lord God. Lord Holy Spirit, our help, our strengthener, our energizer, we acknowledge you. Come take your place. Help us to do all things well to the praise and glory and honor of our Father. And so, Lord God, as I come to, Lord, deliver this word that you have given to me, I humble myself under your mighty hands. And Lord God, I beseech you for mercy. Mercy, O Lord God, to be faithful, to speak precisely and accurately. Lord God, to bring encouragement. Lord God, and Lord God, strength unto your people. Enlightening of eyes, O Lord God. Fresh revelation of your will. That, Lord God, this word will come out in power, in clarity, in the love and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. That, Lord God, you help me to sing, Lord God, to preach the word, Lord God, with grace from my heart, in the name of Jesus. Be exalted, be glorified and lifted up, Lord God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I duck under the anointings of my fathers, Lord God, and I ask for mercy. That, Lord God, you help me to speak precisely, Lord God, as you have me speak, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I receive of that which you have given unto them, and Lord, even as they have blessed me, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We return all the glory to you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to firstly acknowledge my fathers, Pastor Luby and Mommy Sarah, and to thank God for them for giving me this privilege and this opportunity to stand behind this hallowed pulpit and to bring the word of the Lord. I do not take it for granted. Thank you for the privilege and the honor, Pastor and Mommy. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. And so today, I believe that the Lord put a very simple and short word into my heart just to share with us. And actually, this came a few days ago. I was meditating and I was just thinking upon, you know, all the wonderful things that Pastor, you know, was teaching us, Pastor Deye, Pastor Gwega, you know. And, you know, as I began to meditate, I was actually meditating on, you know, the coming glory, you know, all the wonderful things that God has promised, you know, is going to do. You know, how, you know, like Mary, I was pondering in my heart, Lord, how shall these things be? You know, how is it going to come forth? How is it going to happen? You know, and amongst other things that I was thinking about, I was thinking about myself, Lord, how are you going to, you know, help me? How are you going to do this? You know, and all that. And, you know, the Lord, brought this word into my heart, and it really encouraged me. And when Pastor now said yesterday that I was going to preach, I just said, Lord, I believe this in my heart to share with your people. And the reason for this word is that truly, and I know that we all know this, the glory of the Lord truly is imminent. Pastor Ibrahim was preaching about the appointed time. You know, we are in the season. This is the beginning of August. We are right in the middle of the season, you know, that, you know, God has appointed from the signs that we see in the heavens, you know, and on the earth. We are smack in the middle of it. And for us as people who are awaiting the glory of God, people who are seeking God for his glory, the Lord put this word in my heart and said, go and encourage both yourself and the people with this. You know, oftentimes, when we are thinking about the glory, you know, with amongst other things, Lord, how are you going to do this? How is this going to happen? What is it going to be like when the glory comes? I don't know whether you have thought about this. You know, what's going to happen? You know, church, how is it going to be? My life, you know, my work, you know, home. You know, you are thinking of, you know, my walking on the street. How is it going to, I mean, you know, because we have never gone this way before. So, you know, I began to think, Lord, how is it going to be? What are the things that we should just begin to look for, you know? And the Lord put this word in my heart, you know, and said that, look, it's a path that has not been treaded before. And so, God is going to be doing wonderful things, things that I have not seen. I'm getting ahead of myself now. Things that I have not seen, hear has not heard, that has not entered into the hearts of men. And so we need to prepare ourselves. It's not going to be like it's been before. It's not going to be business as usual. It's going to be completely, totally different. Church is going to be different. Your work is going to be different because you are the carrier of the glory of God. You know, your neighborhood is going to be different. You know, when you are in school, it's going to be different. So, how is it going to be? What are the things that we should begin to look at and to look for? And the Lord, you know, began to, speak to me and say that you need to change the way you have been seeing things. You need to change your outlook. And we know that there is no other way to change our outlook other than the Word of God. Now, let's start with, the title of this message will be, I don't know what Pastor will ask us to call it. I have two titles there. Is it, you know, it's What Do You See? That's the first one. You can pick either. And it says that, as he thinks, so is he. Now, you know where that scripture is. Proverbs 23, verse 7. What do you see? You know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Can we have Proverbs 23:7, please? Proverbs 23, thank you. Let's read it together. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let's read it louder. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let's continue now. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with you. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with you. Now, I don't know if you have, let's look at it at Amplified. Okay? For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. As one who reckons, he says to you, eat and drink, yet his heart is not with you, but is grudging the cost. Now, very simple lesson that I want to bring out of here. Now, this man, if you read in verse 6, you know, he's saying, you know, maybe, you know, you know, if you go to somebody's house, you are sitting at the table in their house, maybe, you know, you went to take, you know, to get something else, and you met him, you know, at the table. And he said, oh, come and eat, you know, sit down, you know. But, you know, he's not happy that you are there. So he's grudging the cost. Now, he has said something with his mouth, but his heart is not with thee. His mouth is saying something, and his heart is saying something else. I love the contemporary English version. He says, verse 6, don't accept an invitation to eat a selfish person's food. That's verse 6. No matter how good it is. People like that take note of how much you eat. They say, take all you want, but they don't mean it. He's saying, come and eat, but his heart is not with it. Now, I want to ask you, every time you are reading the word, what is your heart with? What is your heart with? Are you seeing that word as different from what your heart is saying? Your heart and your mouth should align and say the same thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, we can say something and our heart will not be with it. It is actually what we say and we think in our hearts that is the true state of our minds. Now, whatever you say, you know, I mean, anybody can say anything, but what is going on in your heart, what is going on in your mind, that's the most important thing, particularly in this day that we are going into. So, we are not only the product of what we say, but what we see in our hearts, or what we are saying in our hearts. And in this day, it is crucial, as we await the manifestation of the glory of God, to see correctly by the word. Amen. To see correctly by the word. The Bible says that, let's just look at it. In James chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Let's just look at that. The scripture says somewhere, it says that if two of you shall agree as concerning anything. Now, you know, man is a tripartite being. You know, you have your spirit, your soul, and your body. So, a lot of times, our mouth is saying something, but the rest of us is not agreeing with what our mouth is saying. So, you know, but now, what I believe the Lord is, you know, teaching us, by, you know, with this message, is that, look, think of it this way. Two of you shall agree. Two of you. Let's say there are three. Your spirit, your soul, and your body. So, let at least two of you, maybe your soul, maybe your spirit, and your body, because every time you're speaking, well, that's part of your body. But, you know, your heart is your spirit. So, let at least two of you agree. And I tell you, if two of you agree, you will take the day. You take the third one, eventually. It's just like Satan, you know. Satan thought that, you know, when he took away the one third, you know that, I got God. But, you know, God played him out of it. Of course, he's no match for God. So, you know, let at least two of you take hold of that word, take it in your heart and in your mouth, and speak it in faith. Praise the Lord. James chapter 1, 7 and 8. He says, let's read from 6. But let him ask in faith. Let's read together. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Next verse. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Next verse. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If you're saying something and your heart is not agreeing with what you're saying, you're double-minded. And it, you know, you will be, you know, vacillating, you know. You are unstable, you know. You are in between two matters. So, you won't expect God to do, you that you are speaking the words, you are not agreeing with yourself. You don't expect God to do what you think or what you are saying. That's not going to happen. Now, another scripture to back that one up, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Whatever your mouth says, in fact, the Bible says that, you know, well, let's read it. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart that God has risen from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10. This is it now. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So when you believed in your heart, you now made a confession. Praise the Lord. That's how we all got saved. You believe in your heart, and then you make confession unto that salvation. So, God wants our hearts and our mouths to agree. I'm going somewhere. Please follow me. God wants, He needs our hearts and our minds and our mouths, what we say, our confessions, to agree. So, what do you see? What are you looking at? What are you seeing? The Lord God of heaven, every time He comes to people, every time He's calling people out, every time, you know, He goes to, you know, men, you know, who eventually become prophets and apostles and all these, the first thing that God does in their life is to change what they are seeing. It changes the picture. They've been looking at something before. God, now, you know, I can't use you like this. And it runs through the whole of the scriptures. When God comes to you, he will ask you, what do you see? Okay, this is what you're... God has to change your outlook. And the reason is not far-fetched. It's because of the sin nature. Our minds and our souls have been corrupted. So, we are not seeing correct. You know? So, God needs to, you know, like Pastor has said, like it's like a screw, you know, a mechanic using a screwdriver. You know, crack, crack, crack. And then you readjust and then, I can see clearly now. Praise the Lord. And we see this in the lives of all the patriarchs. You know, Father Abraham, you know, when God met him, you all know the story. You know, Abraham was seeing something else. Lord, is it these Ishmaelites, Eliezer that you do? God said, no, you're not seeing right. You're not seeing right. God brought him out and he said, you know, that he should look at the stars of heaven. And then from that time onwards, his outlook changed. Once his outlook changed, his heart and his mouth agreed together. And we saw what happened. It brought forth Isaac. Amen. Jeremiah also. I think we need to read that. Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah, when, you know, God first came to him, go back to verse 11. Go back to, let's read from verse 1. Quickly, we just run through. Just follow me. From verse 1, you have to be fast now. The words of the Son, came to Isaac. Go back to, whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of 3. It came also in the days of Joachim, 4. Thank you. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, God is trying to do something here. His mind and, you know, his heart and his mouth were not agreeing together. So God is trying to do something. I said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctify thee. And I ordained thee as a prophet unto the nation. Next verse. Then said I, Lord God, behold, he's telling God, see, maybe you are not seeing right. Let me show you what I'm seeing. Okay, this is me, oh. Then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Next verse. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go, that's the beginning of the changing of what he's seeing. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Next verse. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Next verse. You see what happens now. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, see, behold, opening of eyes, Ephrata, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. God changed what he was seeing. God, now, next verse, let's see what happens. See, behold again, I have this day set thee over the nations. And look at somebody who says he can't speak. God already set him on, you know, above nations, kingdoms. But he was looking at himself, tiny, puny, little me. He said, I'm a child. I cannot speak. So, he said, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdom to root out and all that and all that. So, this runs through everybody, and I'm sure you can all testify to this. Yes, Moses, you know, Daniel, Ezekiel, once God comes to you, you have to change what you are seeing. It has to change the way you are looking at things. That is why when you first get born again, you know, they will call it, I think the first thing, they will bring counselors to you. This is it. This is what it means to be born again. You know, receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You start coming to church. Start reading your Bible. That is where the changing, you know, the transformation, the shift occurs. So that, you know, it's like an antenna that's been, you know, that is wrongly placed. And then you're bringing it back, you know, to receive correct signal. You know, there'll be no uncertainty. Everything will be clean and clear. Praise the Lord. So God always comes to his people, changes their sight, so that their hearts and their minds and their mouths and their confessions can agree with what God is doing. Now, like I said, we're going somewhere. Now, Joseph held on to his dream in spite of all the things that was happening around him. God spoke to him, you know, and he said, you know, you're going to be, you're going to deliver your people, you know, and all that, you know, but, you know, he found himself in the pit. Then he became a servant in Potiphar's house. And Lord, how is this going to be? You know, but I believe Joseph held on to that dream. He kept that word and was looking at it. He kept looking at it. All, you know, everything around him didn't look like it's going to happen. But he kept looking at it. This is who I am. Praise the Lord. That is what God, I believe, is doing in our hearts today. Don't look at whatever is going on around you. You keep your eyes on the word. Praise the Lord. And if God is asking us to do this, God has done it before. You know, God kept the picture of Jesus in his heart from the foundation of the earth. He kept that picture, the lamb that was slain, from the foundation of the world. So God kept that picture in his heart. This is going to be, you know, Abraham, you know, Isaac, Jacob, you know, and he kept, go and read the book of the generation of Jesus Christ. You will see all kinds of people with all kinds of infirmities. But God kept that word. He kept that picture in his heart. So if God has done it, God, you know, God will not ask us to do what he has not done or what is not possible. God kept that picture in his heart too. And look at how long, from the foundation of the earth. Thank you. Before the foundation of the earth. So, you know, like he said, God had, you know, long patience. He was waiting for the fruits. He was watching over his word. And that is what God is expecting us to do. God is expecting us to watch over this word. You know, watch and pray over the word. Amen. So, you know, if God is asking us to do it, we have an example that he has done it before. Praise the Lord. Also, David, when David was going to kill Goliath, he was not afraid. He knew David, you know, that Goliath was going. And he was using his words in agreement with his heart to do the work. Praise the Lord. He kept saying what he was seeing in his heart. Because I have believed, therefore I do what? I speak. Praise the Lord. So if you believe in your heart, you have to speak that thing. So two of you has agreed. Two have agreed. So once, you know, your mouth and your heart agrees, believe me, that's just the beginning. And it's going to come to pass. And the third part definitely will follow. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah also, after that encounter, you know, sorry, we didn't, you know, get to it. You know, he now said that, God now said, what do you now see? Praise the Lord. After God had changed his outlook, God had changed his sight, he had revelation. He now saw correctly. What do you now see? He said, I see the rod of an almond tree. Next verse 12, look at what God says. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. I will hasten my word to perform it. Praise the Lord. He has well seen. God wants all of us to see well. See clearly. See properly. Praise the Lord. And I'm sure we all know what that is. That's revelation knowledge. Praise the Lord. Now, Daniel also. Daniel also, I was not taken aback by the fact that when Daniel, you know, when he was in Babylon, we all know the story, you know, at the plain of Shinar, you know, when Nebuchadnezzar brought up that image, you know, and he said that anyone who doesn't bow to this image, I'm going to kill him. You know, Daniel and the other Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they knew what they were up against. So the way they answered the king, they tried to be civil, you know, but they gave it to him straight. You know, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. It's because they know what is going, if they keep looking at that image, it's going to change what is, you know, the picture that is in their heart. What you look at, you're going to become. Praise the Lord. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What you keep looking at is what you are going to be changed into. Praise the Lord. So that was why, you know, they didn't waste time in answering the king and saying, look, we are not good. God commanded the children of Israel, and I'm sure before they left Jerusalem, they knew that not bow to graven images. Don't even make any image. In Deuteronomy, I can't remember where it is. It says that don't make an image of either the bird of the air, you know, the serpent on the ground, you know, the one that, you know, runs in the sea. Don't make any image because it's going to turn your heart. You keep looking at that image, that's what you're going to be changed into. Praise the Lord. Yes, exactly. Like the rod, you know, that Jacob placed in front of the cattle, you know, and you know, but we know that there is only one image that we've been asked to be conformed to. That is the image of Christ. So, and you know, the Bible says that Christ has been evidently set forth before us. Christ has been evidently set forth before us. Let's put a scripture behind this. Romans 8:29. Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Let's read together. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. To be what? To be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among the brethren. That is the image, that is the only acceptable image that we have been commanded to be conformed to. Praise the Lord. That is the only image that we should be looking at. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Romans 12:2. Be not conformed. All right, let's read together again. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. The point here is that there is only one image that we have been asked to be conformed to, you know. And in this day, just like in Babylon, an image was raised up. Images, and it's not one now. You know, Satan has gone viral. He's setting, if you're not in China, you will be in the plain of Duma. You will be, you know, wherever you are. He's setting one in Hollywood, he's in Las Vegas, is in Lagos, plenty of them here in Ibadan too, if you don't know. But keep looking at the image of the Son. That is the correct image. That is the image that we are supposed to be conformed to. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, I want to bring out something from here. It says that, you know, this was when God, was talking about how angry, well, maybe not angry, how displeased, you know, he was with man, you know, Genesis 6:5, you know, and, you know, God, you know, simply put, God was displeased. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil. That is the thing. You got it, sir? Let's look at those words. And every imagination of the thoughts. Now, we all know that scripture. Pull it down, strongholds. Cast down imagination. Bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. It always starts from thoughts. It says, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. They are always looking at evil. So, the thoughts of his mind, you know, his imagination is going to be evil. Praise the Lord. But for us, what are we supposed to be looking at? Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, you know, and he looks into the perfect law of liberty and is not a forgetful hearer. Praise the Lord. I'm getting ahead of myself now. Okay, let me flow with the Holy Spirit. Let's look at James. Okay, that's it. Let's look at it. He says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, and being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Next verse. Okay, that's it. That's it. Let's read the verse before. I think it's the verse before. Thank you. This is 24. Let's 22. Okay, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers, deceiving yourself. Next verse. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his face, his natural face in a glass. Now, you know, I was meditating on this, on this scripture. You know, let me tell you what is happening here. Maybe he's going out. He brings the mirror to himself. And he's looking at it. When he saw what was there, well, maybe he saw, you know, that, you know, something, particularly women, you know, put the thing right, you know, and all that. But, you know, he or she forgets straight away. This is one side of it. But what I see there is that that man saw his failures, that man saw his infirmities, his natural self, but he forgets. Let's read again. That's 22. Okay, sorry, 23 now. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, is like unto a man beholding his face in a glass. Next verse. For he beholds himself and goes his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. He was. The manner of man. He will always see the manner of man, the type of man, the carnal nature. That is what he will see. So, but he forgets that is who he was, not is now. Praise the Lord. This, you know, because he's talking to us. He's talking to us as born again Christians. He says that man forgets the manner of man that he was. Praise the Lord. He has forgotten that he's no more the natural man. Not the Adamic nature anymore. He is a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. He's no more that old man. Praise the Lord. So, God is asking us to take on the image of the Son. Praise the Lord. Take on the new image of which we have been created in. And lastly, Ezekiel. We're going to do a bit of a reading here. Ezekiel in chapter 37. Ezekiel in chapter 37. He also saw God had to change his own outlook too. Let's read together from verse 1. Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me in the spirit, and he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Take note of that. He was in the valley, and it was full of bones. And he caused me to pass by them round about. Take a good look. Take a good look. Be sure of what you are looking at. He caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many
in the open valley. And lo, they were, he didn't say dry, they were very dry. Very dry. There is nothing, no life, no bone marrow. Thank you. There's no more, you know, maybe it's whittling already, you know, decomposing. The next verse. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. He has been working with God for some time, so he knows that I don't have the answer. Thou only knowest. Next verse. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Next verse. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. We all know the story. I will lay sinews upon you, I'll put skin upon you, you know, and you will rise up as a mighty army. Praise the Lord, an exceeding great army. So, God brings Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones to have a panoramic view of, you know, and, you know, there, you know, some verses down, he says that, and this is the old house of Israel. He's talking to us. Praise the Lord. Maybe you two, you know, different aspects of our lives, you know, maybe there are some areas that you are thinking, forget it. You know, it's finished. In fact, it is finished. Praise the Lord. Because the one who died for us said that one is finished. Praise the Lord. So, you know, maybe you are thinking, you know, just let's leave that one. Let's talk about something else. You know, the way, you know, when you face, you know, a daunting mountain. And it's like, okay, Lord, thank you. I appreciate that. But can we talk about something else? You know, but here, even though these bones were dry, and they were also in the valley. You don't want to be in the valley. Praise the Lord. We're supposed to be on Mount Zion, on the mountaintop. But, you know, it's like a double tragedy. It was in the valley, and the bones were very dry. Praise the Lord. And look at what God did here. No matter, it's like, I don't care how far gone, how impossible that thing may be. If you speak my word, I will breathe the breath of life. I will lay sinew upon it. I will bring skin, you know, and you will arise as a mighty army. Praise the Lord. And that is what God is calling us to in this day. We will all arise unto the Lord as a mighty army in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Now, the Lord Jesus too, you know, in his days, mommy and daddy were not seeing what he was seeing. So, he had to help them to readjust their antenna to look at the correct image. They were looking for him and they were, you know, worried and bothered and troubled. So, when they now saw the Lord Jesus, you know, when they went back to, when mommy and daddy went back to Jerusalem, they now said, you know, why are you bothered, you know, looking? Know you not that I should be about my father's business? And the Bible says that from that time on, Mary kept that word in her heart. Praise the Lord. So, it changed what they were looking at. So that their heart, now, especially for Mary, maybe at that time, you know, it was like, you know, is this the Son of God? Mommy, I am about my father's business. So that their mouths and their hearts will agree to bring to pass what God has spoken. Now, why am I talking about all these things? Why do we have to have our mouths and our hearts to agree, to align together? The simple reason, it is because, brethren, like I said before, we have not gone this way before. We have not gone this way before. We have been talking about the glory, expecting the glory, but we can only imagine what is going to be happening because it has never happened before. We can only guess. We can only, try and think about the likelihood of this happening, or is it going to be like this? Well, we have all kind of pictures, you know, and, you know, pastors who have painted us some of the pictures, you know, if we look back in how God has dealt with the church in the past and the church in the wilderness, you know, we can have an idea, you know, of what is going to be. People walking from the podium, you know, she was singing, I love that, I'm trusting God for us there, you know, so that one day, you know, maybe Saremi or Sabidemi, they are ministering, and then, you know, that would be cool, man. I mean, just walk up and then, you know, go back, or maybe just like a lift, just bring her down, you know. Yeah. Believe me, I'm trying to paint a picture to us. You have to expect what you have not seen before. How do you do that? You have to expect what you have never seen before. This picture that Pastor painted for us was in one of the meetings that Papa Hagen was. You know, nobody has seen that kind of thing before. It had never happened before. You know, Smith Wigglesworth, you know, when Jesus was healing people, he would touch them or put something, but he kicks. You know, and box them. That one has never happened before. So I'm trying to, you know, by the help of the Holy Spirit, help us to change what and how we've been thinking about the coming glory. Because let's read Isaiah 42 verse 16. Let's read Isaiah 42 verse 16. Because we have not gone this way before. So we don't really know what to expect. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 42, verse 16. Now, this is what God is going to do. He's trying to paint us also a picture. He said, "And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew." Let's read together. "And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not." Praise the Lord. "I will lead them in paths that they have not known." They have not gone that way before, but that is where I'm going to lead them. Abraham, when he left his father's house, he had not gone that way before. He didn't know what to expect. You know, you can imagine, you know, God said, I should go out. And he said, where are you going? I don't know. Praise the Lord. So, for us too, that's what we'll be saying. How is the glory going to be? What is it going to be like? I don't know. Praise the Lord. So, he said, "I will make darkness light before them." Praise the Lord. That's a wonderful promise. "And all the crooked things straight. These things will I do, and I will not forsake them." Praise the Lord. Let's read 1 Corinthians 2:9. In Isaiah 64:4, it says the same thing, but I prefer the one in 1 Corinthians 2:9. It says, "As it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him." I had not seen, ear has not heard, the things that God has prepared for us. So, how do we imagine what is going to happen? God is trying to paint a picture to us here. We're going to experience what has never been seen. We're going to experience what has never been heard. We're going to experience what has never been experienced before. Praise the Lord. And so this is the relevance of this message, that we have to be prepared for the glory so that we always align our hearts and our mouth together. Because just like the Lord Jesus, you know, the Lord said, he said, "As I hear, I judge." You know, I mean, you can imagine, this is from me, you know, let's say the glory has come, you know, and, you know, you're walking on, you know, on the road, and you know that this guy is carrying a bomb on him, a suicide bomber. What are you going to do? Now, during the time that this one is written, there was no suicide bomber. There were no suicide bombers. So, But the glory is going to be so much that we are going to be doing things that, you know, this was one of the things I was meditating on and I was thinking about. You know, you can imagine the guy comes and he shows himself in front of me, you know, and he presses the button. And I said, no, it's not going to happen. And he presses it, you know, and he's pressing it, nothing is happening. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It has happened before. You know, one of the brethren here, in this church before, you know, in the bank there, you know, it was shot point blank like this. And the bullet fell down 3 times. And the bullet fell down in front of him. Praise the Lord. People saw it. Point blank. Pa, pa, pa. And I believe, you know, that was like a shield, you know, the shield of faith. Hallelujah. You know, just broke that thing. You know, one angel, just, as he was coming, slowed down the speed of the thing, just caught it and dropped it down. Praise the Lord. We have to expect what we have never seen before. Praise the Lord. We are talking about going to Afghanistan and Pakistan. You know, those boys are bad. But I was sharing with Pastor Boyega yesterday. There are, you know, leave Pakistan and Afghanistan alone. They are behind us there in our backyard. You know, I was privileged, you know, by the grace of God. You know, I was in Port Novo in the Republic of Benin. And I saw some different devils. You know, I will say, Lord, have mercy. Are these the people we are going to, you know, to face? They are, you know, they are all right behind, you know, around us, in our neighborhood. So, you know, we first go from Jerusalem onto Judea. So when we finish our Jerusalem, you know, Ibadan, you know, inside there, you know how many kidnappers, these people who keep shrines, they are right around us. They are right around us. So when we deal with those one ahead, then we'll go to Afghanistan. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to be seeing things that have not been seen before. And so we should expect things that, you know, eye has not seen, that ear has not heard, things that have not entered into the heart of man. I believe it was the Lord, you know, just brought that scripture to my mind. And I want us to read it. You know, I really enjoyed reading that part of the scripture. In Job chapter 28, from verse 7 to 28. You know, it's quite voluminous. Let's read from verse 1, please. From verse 1. Surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for gold where they find it. The next verse, please. Can you go fast? Iron is taken out of the earth and brass is molten out of the stone. Now, he's trying to paint a picture, you know, letting us to see something. This is a description of somebody who is seeking for wisdom. So, God is trying to tell him, look, it's not here. It's not like iron. Iron, we dig the earth and we go and look for it. Brass is from underneath. Next verse. He sets an end to darkness and searches out perfection. The stones of darkness and the shadow of death. Next verse. The flood breaks out from the inhabitants, even the waters, forgotten on the foot. Next verse. As for the earth, out of it cometh bread, and under it is turned up as fire. Please give it 1 minute. Let me, so that it will be fast. Job. Okay. Excuse me, please. As for the earth, out of it comes bread, and under it is turned up as it were fire. Praise the Lord. That one is talking about, you know, molten lava. You know, I'm a geographer, so I know that one. It's talking about, you know, volcanic activities under the earth. It says, the stones of it are the place of sapphires. You know, under pressure and heat, you know, under pressure and temperature. And it had dust of gold. Now, this is the punchline. There is a path which no fowl knows, and which the vulture's eye has not seen. Praise the Lord. There is a path. No fowl knows it. the vultures high, I have not seen it. This is talking about, the beast, Satan and his courts. You know, Satan is called the Lord of the Flies. You know, so he's talking about them. They don't know this path. Because even for us, our eye has not seen it before. Our ears have not heard it. It has never entered into the heart of men. So he says that the lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. Nobody has gone in this path before. He cuts out rivers. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock. He overturns the mountain by the roots. He cuts out the rivers among the rocks. And his eye sees every precious thing. He binds the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth it forth to light. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Now, let's read together. Where is the place of understanding? Man knows not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. So where are we going to get it? It's not here, in the land of living. Where are we going to get it? The depth says it. It is not in me. And the sea says, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price of it. It's priceless. Let's just put it that way. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be found, shall not be for jewels or fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or pearls or the price of wisdom, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. Now, let's go to verse 21. Okay, 20. Whence cometh wisdom, and where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living, and kept close from the fowls of the air. 23. God understands the way thereof, and he knows the place thereof, for he looked to the ends of the earth, and sees under the whole of heaven, to make the weight of the winds, and he weighs the waters by measure, when he made a decree for the rain, and he waited for the lightning of the thunder. Then did he see it, and declare it. He prepared it, yea, he searched it out. Hallelujah. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. So, what this is saying, I believe, is that, look, you are not going to find it in any other place. It is with God. Praise the Lord. This thing that eye has not seen, that ear has not heard, that has not entered into the heart of man, is with God. We read it there. Yes. We read it there. It is hidden away from us. If you look for it in the land of living, we can't find it. Go to the heavens, the fowls of the air, they've not gone that way before. Deep down, you can't find it. So, but here, it is with God. Behold, the fear of the Lord. That is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. That is understanding. So, this is where we're going to find these, all of these, our expectations. In wisdom, in the fear of the Lord, and in understanding. Praise the Lord. Because we have not gone this way before, we have to walk in the wisdom of God. We have to walk in the fear of God, having wholesome understanding of God's ability, God's capability, his love, his mercy. Because we are going to be doing things that have not been heard of before. Praise the Lord. God will, he says that, this was what the Lord Jesus said. He said, where he said that, greater works than these shall you do. If he did, let's say, in fact, the Bible says that, the book of the whole world cannot contain the thing that it is. So, you can imagine what we are going to do. Praise the Lord. That was one Lord Jesus. Now, that same Lord Jesus shared in his full potential. Not like, let's say, with all reverence, sir. Let's say, 100% of Lord Jesus, you take half. Remaining how much? 95.5. You take half. No. Once you have his image, you have his full potential. It's all of his abilities, all of his power. The power that he used to stop the storm, the power that he used to raise the dead, the power that he used to open blind eyes, everything comes inside you. Praise the Lord. So you are You are the Lord Jesus. Let me just say it like that. You just come Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. In His very image. The Bible says that we should grow to the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ, unto a perfect man, well-rounded man, entire, wanting nothing, well-rounded in every area. Like Pastor has taught us, you know, incredible musical ability. I'm trusting God for that. Incredible language skills. You know, when we talk about language skills, we're not talking only about being able to speak German and French, you know, and all that. But, you know, there are communication skills. I'm talking about communication skills. The type that by the grace of God, we experience every day in this house. We enjoy. You know, pastor will come and break the thing down. I will see that and I will open my mouth. Such, you know, big thing, some big, huge truth. Just so that whether you are a professor or you are, you know, everybody can understand. Thank you. Distilled, thoroughly refined. Wines on the lees, well refined. I mean, you know, look at the last message, you know, that we had. I mean, I was overwhelmed. You know, so this is what we are talking about. We're talking about language skills so that you can communicate. You know, you only understand Yoruba and our culture. If you go to Afghanistan, you don't fully know their culture. But when you get there, that language skill, you just have unction. You know their proverb. You know their culture. You know their what? You'll be able to communicate. Thank you. You know, you'll be able to communicate that word of life, word of truth effectively. So that you will reduce the time that they're going to spend to learn. So that this work can be wrapped up quickly. Praise the Lord. So, you know, redeeming the time. So, this is what we are talking about, you know, incredible musical skills, incredible, oh, thank you, photographic memory, that one is for me too, computational skills, in fact, everything, you know, I'm receiving it, praise the Lord, well, I don't know, you don't say it, let your heart and your mouth agree. I have photographic memory in Jesus' name, incredible computational skills, incredible musical skills, well, that means that everybody will just come to the choir area. Praise the Lord. We have incredible artistic skills, language learning skills. Praise the Lord. So, I'm just trying to, you know, show us these are the things that God is preparing for us. Things that nobody has ever done this before. In one single person. I hope we know what we are saying. It's not that, pastor is not saying that, okay, you will have incredible photographic memory and then the others, no, you won't have it. No. Everything, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. You will have this fullness. I'm going to amaze myself. I am going to amaze myself. Incredible photographic memory. Incredible computational skills. Music skills. So, you know, if Bamiche has gone to Afghanistan to go and play, I mean too, I can just sit down here and play. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, artistic skills, language learning skills, praise the Lord. These are the things that eye had not seen, ear has not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for us. These are the things that God has prepared for us. It's not that He's going to prepare it. They are already prepared. Like, you know, one boy that was living in the world, you know, with us before, you know, in our house, he said, he's already ready. Praise the Lord. This is already ready. Praise the Lord. It has been prepared for us. It is our inheritance in glory. It's our inheritance. Praise the Lord. Thank you, sir. Spirit without measure. Praise the Lord. So, these are the things that God has prepared for us. Now, how are we going to get all these things? Praise the Lord. I'm trusting the Lord. My wife has told me that, you know, time. Don't. Praise the Lord. You know. How are we going to get all these things? Pastor has taught us correct word. I just thank God for these our wonderful fathers in this house. I just really bless God. You know, we don't know, because thank you, God bless you. I go out, you know, I have that privilege to, you know, follow Pastor, you know, I just go out with him, you know, to all kinds of places. And I hear people preach. And I hear people, you know, minister. But, you know, it's different. I'm talking, like I said the other time, wines on the lees, well refined. It's scarce. I am telling you the truth. I mean, very well, and you know, there are degrees. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, people, you know, by the grace of God, you know, the church is blessed, you know, other people. But I'm talking about, for me, that is what I have heard. I remember the very first time I came across Pastor. It was this same thing. This was, you know, some more than 30 years now. More than 30 years now. I remember, I've shared, you know, with Pastor I first encountered him. He was, you know, in Holy Ghost Convention that was organized by Rev. Bishop Francis Waliokay, you know. So, you know, people pick all kinds of topics, you know, when you have that kind of convention, you know, there are seminars, you know, marriage seminar, deliverance, healing, and all that. So, I mean, you know, by the mercy and the grace of God, I just gravitated to where I love, you know. They said this man is going to, you know, they had a portion for prayer and intercession. So I got there, and this man began to, he opened his mouth. I went with my friend, you know, he's also a pastor in Lagos. When we finished, we didn't know what to say. I have never had somebody preach the word so clearly, so, you know, simple. You just understand the thing. So from that day on, I said, okay, you know, exactly, sir. Where thou goest, I just saw, like Pastor Day said the other time, you know, the man that was carrying the pitcher. Just wherever you go. You know, so, you know, I follow Pastor to go, and, you know, and I hear, you know, people talk, you know, but it's not the same. It's wines on the lees, well refined. Praise the Lord. I was trying to make a point. Pastor has taught us it's by the blood, the word, and the spirit. That cannot be faulted. It cannot be faulted. It's a complete three combination lock. If you use it, you will see what I had not seen. If you use it, you will hear what ear has not heard. If you use it, you will experience what has not entered into the heart of man. What has not entered into the heart of man will enter your heart. What men have not seen before, you will see it. Praise the Lord. What men have not heard before, you will hear it. You will hear music from heaven. I'm talking about here, you know, you hear something. You know, Pastor said it before, you know, there are some people, you know, who have this kind of skills. You know, they just hear music once and then they play. I love that. I just hear something, God plays it to me, and then I come here and say, praise the Lord. I just play it, you know. I'll really be so. I'm waiting for that day. Praise the Lord. It is coming. Because this is what God has prepared for us. We have never seen it before. We have never heard about it before. It has not entered into our hearts before. So, if you use the blood, the word, and the spirit, you will experience these things that I have not seen, he has not heard, that has not entered into the heart of man. Now, I know that, you know, Pastor has given us, you know, scriptures, but, you know, I there's just one that, you know, just a few that I want to call our attention to. You know, the blood, let's look at the blood first. You know, there is, you know, the original one that Pastor always gives us. Hebrews 20:21. Hebrews 13:21. Okay. Hebrews 13:20-21. Now, let's just read it. You know, it's good to always read the word. Yes, verse 20. Let's read verse 20. Right, thank you. Let's read together. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of his sheep. How? Through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Do what? The next verse. Make you perfect in every good work. Look, this is scripture. This was not written by Pastor Luby. This is scripture. If you take the blood and you apply it properly, appropriately, as directed and ordered by the fathers, on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, following after, it will do what? Make you. Look at the way he said it will make you. You will be conformed. It will, like a potter. That blood will make you. It will mold you. Praise the Lord. Let us make man. That's it, sir. It will make you. It will mold you. Make you and conform you to that image. And recently, Pastor was teaching us about something that we need to take note of in the application of the blood. That is, you say, Father, I confess our sins, and so clean with the blood. We have to always put that there. Why? So that it can remove the sin consciousness. Praise the Lord. That is an Achilles heel for most Christians. For most of us. And you can agree with me. It dogs us. You know, you did something yesterday. You know what I mean? Yes, as a child of God, you know it's bad. You know, oh, Father, I confess my sins. Oh, then you're saying, yeah. Ah, tomorrow again. Ah! Ah! Jesus. You know? You know? I don't want to tell you the story. You know, I did something. You know? And Pastor said, ah! Andrew! I said, ah! Oh, God. I don't want to tell you, you know. Let's just leave it like that. Let's just leave it. You know, and then the next day, good Lord, how can I be so poor? Oh God, why did I do that? And that is what happens to most of us. The consciousness, Satan comes and says, Satan, he says, you are worthless. You, man of God, pastor. Look at you. After how many years that he shakes me, we see you again. Again, Jesus, we're turning into so, you know, and that's what you are thinking of. You are supposed to continue. It's drawing you back. You are not moving forward. Once you get into that, you are drawing back. You thank you, sir. You get into condemnation. It disarms you. I'm sure we all know. It disarms you. You know, you get here. You want to sing. It says, remember. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It dogs you. You know, but we have been taught a way out. There is therefore now no condemnation. Because we are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. If he comes again, I'll say, no. Is none of your business. Lord, thank you, sir. My righteousness is of him. Praise the Lord. He has cleansed me. He has forgiven me. Excuse me. None of your business. That's the way out. Praise the Lord. I shut the door at him. And then you are bold as a lion. You walk. In fact, that is what you are. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Before God, that thing never happened. So, who will bring a condemnation, an accusation against you? Who will condemn you? It is God who has justified you. Praise the Lord. It is God who has justified you. Praise the Lord. So, don't let it happen again. I told you, these are the things that the Lord was sharing with me. You know, look, don't. You have to get out of this thing. If you want to see what I have not seen, or else, you will get to one place one day, and God wants to do something, and he says, UK, you, Rotini, Have you forgotten? And then, and then you just missed. You just, God forbid, you just missed something great. And you know what? God will look for somebody else. Somebody else will do it. That's just the way God is. So I'm sure nobody wants somebody to come and, you know, take your place. Amen? So when we apply the blood properly, the way we have been directed and taught, it will remove the consciousness of sin, and then we'll be as bold as a lion. We can go forth and do the will of God. And then we will now see what eye has not seen, what ear has not heard, what has not entered into the heart of man. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, let's look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. This one is just a little addendum. You know, the Lord showed me this, you know, while I was praying and preparing. He says, how much more shall the... Let's read together. How much more shall the blood of Christ... How did he do it? Through the eternal spirit, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God. Now, stop. He offered himself as a sacrificial lamb without spot. Now, he did it for us. And every time you say, Father, I confess our sins, you are before God without spot. Praise the Lord. You keep looking at that. You know, the Bible says that, you know, without spot, no blemish, no wrinkle. First, if you keep looking at the perfect law of liberty, this is what is going to happen. No more spot. Praise the Lord. He says that, and he will purge your conscience from dead works. Pastor preached to us about dead works. Praise the Lord. I'm sure we all still remember that message. No more dead works. You know, nobody can say, you know, you're not tying scarf, you know, your shokote is not tontering, you know, all of the things that, you know, ceremonial things, you know, legalistic things. No, you know, nobody can, you know, you are free. Praise the Lord. So, it purges your conscience from dead works to do what? Then you can serve God without fear, boldly, all the days of our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, the second one is, we've done the blood. Now, the word. Praise the Lord. So, like I said, the blood, the word, and the spirit. Let's look at James chapter 1. We've been, quoting this. Let's just look at it. James chapter 1, verse 23 to 25. Let's just read it together. For if any man, let's read together. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Next verse. For if he beholds himself, and goes his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. Next verse. But, this is the point right now. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continues therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Praise the Lord. Work of faith and love and power. This man shall be blessed in his deed. Please, can you give this to us in Amplified? But let's read together. But he who looks carefully into the faultless law, the law of liberty, and look at it, and is faithful to it. That is, you persevere, you keep at it. You keep at it. Because God is trying to change something. He's trying to change your outlook. He's trying to change what you are looking at. You know, trying to realign your antenna. So, you keep at it. And perseveres in looking into it. Being not a heedless listener, but who forgets, a heedless listener, who forgets, but an active doer, that is who obeys. He shall be blessed in his doing, in his life of obedience. Praise the Lord. So, what are we saying here? You clean with the blood. You now keep the word of God in your heart. Now, you see, because there are things that eye has not seen, that ear has not heard, that has not entered into the heart of man, as you begin to look at that word, it will begin to open up. That is how God will be able to talk to you and say, okay, the Lord Jesus walked on water. Okay. I mean, you know, we have all kind of water, you know, whatever now, you know, water boats, you know, and all that. You can fly on it. Praise the Lord. You know, walk on it, you know, maybe in mid air if you need to. I mean, believe me, it's not going to, if God gives you, you are not going to be doing it for show. That is certain. You will, it is when you need it. It is expedient. Of course, we have, you know, we have helicopters, we have jets, and we can travel. But, I mean, let's just say, for instance, you know, there are places that, you know, you are not allowed into, you know. And, you know, somebody in Saudi Arabia needs help, you know. And then, you know, the Lord said, like Philip, you know, oh yeah. And then you just, you know, you just appear and, you know, you disappear and you appear there. You know, just, they are not, you know, in Saudi Arabia, if you preach, they are going to, you know. So, but you get there and then you pray for the person, receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know, and the police and all that come. And as they, you're not frazzled. And as they, you go, okay, where are we going? Police station, okay. And then you just walk out of the midst of them. You just disappear. And you are back in Songo, you know, for 3 hours after. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to, you know, these are the things that the Lord shared with me. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, let us see, you know, like that scripture says, there are things that he has not had. So we're just trying to imagine. We're just trying to see, okay, how is it going to be? So there are things that he has not had. And one thing I want to say here is that we have to be open-minded as the people of God. Don't, you know, well, that is that. Don't rule anything. Don't say, hey, how can this, is this, how can God tell me to, you know, how can God, you just obey. But you see, that is not going to happen if you are not an active doer of the word. Because it is because you are actively doing the word, you are looking, you are used to, thank you, sir, you are used to obeying the word, you are looking at it, that's what you are meditating on, that's what you are meditating on. And then you'll be changed, you'll be molded into that image. So when it comes to you, just like the Lord Jesus Christ said, he said, what I see the Father do, that is what I do. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who has sent me. So anything that God tells you at that point, because you do not seek your own will, you just step out and do what has never entered into the heart of men. And hear what men have never had before. And see what men have never seen before. Praise the Lord. So, whosoever looks into the perfect law of liberty, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, he shall be blessed in his deeds. Praise the Lord. Now, the third one is the Spirit. We all know this, like I've said before, prayer in the Spirit. And with travail. Praise the Lord. Prayer in the Spirit with travail. There is a level that only prayer in the Spirit can take you. If, you know, simply put, if you want to go into the veil, across the veil, and breakthrough is only through travail. Like we have been well taught in this house. It's only through travail. And you see, what makes you invincible is that you enter into the holiest of all. In that place, you become absolutely untouchable. You are secure. You are protected. You are in the secret place of, you begin to, oh, thank you, sir. You are, you know what people do in secret? They tell people what they don't say outside. What other people who are outside don't hear, he will tell you, because you are in the holy place. So, this is what will translate, or can I say transform? This is what will catapult or move you into the place where you can hear what has never heard, you know, people have never heard, what I have not seen, what has not entered into the heart of man. It is prayer in the Spirit with travail. And it makes sense. Once you get out the sin nature, there is, like Pastor would say, there's no more impedance. The power of God can flow freely. It can flow you know, without hindrance, you know, no resistance. So you will see clearly. In fact, you will know. You know that this is what God wants. Same thing with the Lord Jesus Christ. As I hear, I judge, and you know, whatsoever I see the Father do, that is what I do. So, you know, if we just see, you know, step over, you know, hundreds of other people, you know, looking for the man at the pool of Bethesda, that is the man I'm going to. There were many people there, but he just, you know, just stepped over them and went to. He saw what the Father was seeing. Praise the Lord. He received his directions straight from the Father. Praise the Lord. So, that is for the Spirit. Let's read Galatians 4:19. Like I said, this one is just an addendum, you know, apart from the scriptures that Pastor normally gives us. Galatians 4:19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Praise the Lord. This is the whole purpose of travail, to get Christ formed in us. Praise the Lord. To get Christ formed in us. Once Christ is formed in us, then we will do the works. We will do these works that shall they do, and greater works. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, speaking right words, you know, is okay. You know, and thinking them in our heart is okay. But, you know, when you speak the right words, you know, and you're thinking the right words, you know, you now combine it, or you use travail to bring it forth. Let me try and say it. You know, there's something that I'm trying to say here. You know, the right words are like when you take a picture. You take your camera and then you snap a picture. You have to go to the dark room to go and process it. So that is travail. That is where you now process it, and then they produce the image. You can now see the real thing. So if you don't travail, you will not pass from the place of, it's good to capture, you know, just take the picture. You know, it's like when you receive revelation, you know, you can see it, you know, light comes out, bam, you can see it. But the experience of it is a different ball game. The experience of what you see is different. So, whatever God shows you, whatever He shows you, you have to go into the place of prayer to process it. And this is where growth actually comes in. This is where, you know, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are different from prophets and apostles. It's the place of transition. That's, you know, we separate the boys from the men. You know, it's travail. So, I'm not going to belabor that. We have been well taught. So, we use travail to, you know, transit. Thank you, sir. You know, from the outer court, the holy place, into the holiest of all. Praise the Lord. Now, yes, another one. Pastor has taught us this one. In fact, last week, Pastor was talking about it. It's about praying and asking for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Praise the Lord. You remember that? Can you give me Luke 18 from, let's read verse 41. You know, asking for the spirit of wisdom. Luke 18, 41. Then get ready for Ephesians 1:17. Or let's read Ephesians 1:17 first. Okay, you are there. Okay, Luke 18. Okay. So this man, you know, he came across the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, let's read verse 40. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him. The next verse, please. Saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? What do you want God to do for you in this regard? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. He's not talking about this, you know, for us. For him, you know, he was actually blind. But for us, it's not these two eyeballs. Is so that the, thank you, sir, so that the eyes of, Ephesians 1:17, so that the eyes of our understanding can be enlightened, flooded with light. Let's read together. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, we are doing that prayer now, may give unto me, if you like it, read with me, may give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Next verse. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of his glory, and his inheritance in the saints. Praise the Lord. Sir? Amen. Amen. If you do... Oh, Pastor. Praise the Lord. If your eyes are not opened, you can't experience this. Those three-pronged promises. Sorry, can we have it again? The hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in his saints. Next verse, please. And the exceeding greatness. Pastor Larry was preaching to us about that. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards what who believe according to the working of his mighty power? That is, you have an understanding that nothing, I can shout it, but I don't want to shout, that nothing is impossible. Tremendous power will be made available to you. You have that, you know. You know, I love watching cartoons. You know, they paint all kind of pictures. You know, I watch cartoons with my children. You know, you will see Tom and Jerry fall down and you draw like this. Hey, that's good. You will see Tom and Jerry carry tiny little mouse. So he will carry a chair like this and throw it. I say, sure. You, this small, tiny thing, you throw. What are we saying? With God, nothing is impossible. Now, this is the thing. Whatever I have not seen, that kind of thing is not normal. You know, it's not normal. How can you, maybe something happens and, you know, a trailer is blocking your way on the express road and you go there and you do like this, you know. The power of Daniel, of Samson. No, don't let's call it the power of Samson. It's the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. The power of the Holy Ghost. The exceeding greatness of his power. You now get there. Just, can you imagine that? I'm trying to paint a picture to you. I have not seen that. Even, you know, there are some things that, you know, we watch. What do they call it? The Atlas Man. These X-Men, you know, these strong men, you know, they will carry, small kids play, you know, sometimes they will pull a plane. Can you imagine that? You don't do all that bodybuilding, you know, you just get there, they're looking at you, you, what are you going to do? And I just get there, I just do like this. Everybody, praise the Lord. That is the exceeding greatness. It will be a sign and a wonder. Praise the Lord. So, we have to change the way we are actually looking at a paradigm shift. Thank you, sir. So, that is about praying for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And the next one is that we have to follow the fathers. This is very, very important. You know, this is very important. It says that, thank you, you know, Pastor Day was preaching about the pillars of smoke, you know, and, you know, cloud, you know, wonderful message. So, you know, we have to follow the fathers. There is no point reinventing the wheel. This is the way, walk ye in it. Follow me as I do what? As I follow Christ. Praise the Lord. If he has been a Christian for, you know, over 30 years, and he has been found faithful, and he comes and says, you know, I've tried this, sometimes, once in a while, pastor is sharing something with me, and I may, you know, I'm sure he will, will attest this, you know, he's sharing something with me, you know, and then I notice, and then he stops. He's like, oh, till he handle it. It has happened. I've noticed this several times. You know, he's trying to say something, and then he just let me just stop there. What I'm trying to say is that, and Pastor has said it before, there are things that God has shown him that he's already practicing. He can't even, Pastor was sharing with us, he said, the one that we even told you to do, you have not done very well. You clean with the blood, load with the word, fire by the Spirit. When you are praying in tongues, when you are praying in the Spirit, you bend down and you push, you visualize. How many of us are doing that diligently, correctly, all the time? All the time. So, you get somewhere and you try to, I say, okay, OTG, Misa. Praise the Lord. So, we need to follow the fathers. Praise the Lord. I don't want to belabor that. Then, the Lord Jesus said, he said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You remember when we were reading in Job, in the book of Job 28, and the last verse, I think it's verse 28, is 28, 28. Can we see it again, please? Job 28, 28. And unto the man, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And in the book of Proverbs, it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And next one, it says that, and to depart from evil is understanding. Praise the Lord. Now, with the lowly is what? Is wisdom. If you walk in lowliness and humility of heart, you walk in meekness, you will experience, because that was the way the Lord Jesus Christ himself experienced it. Praise the Lord. No man has gone to hell and come out before. He was a type for us. He was a type for us. No man has gone into hell and come out unscathed. When you, God, not you. Whoever, when they get there, they hold them down. Why? Because of sin. The punishment for the sin that they committed. So they stay there. But he went, the Bible says that he spoiled principalities and powers. By what power? By the power of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Larry was, teaching us about that. The resurrection power is the same power that raised the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead that will work in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So, Philippians 1, Philippians 2, we can go and read it, how that, the condescending, the humiliation, if I can call it that, of the Lord Jesus Christ, how that, he went from all those stages, until, the Bible says that, even the death on the cross, he just kept going low, kept until the final one with the full price was paid, and then he became invincible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And lastly, just like Ezekiel, we must keep prophesying. When God shows you something in the word, prophesy. Declare it. Speak it. Say it out. That is the only thing that delivers your miracle. That delivers what you are believing God for. And I'm not talking about miracle, for car. Those ones are okay. But the greatest miracle that I can ever experience, that I am going to experience, number one is the changing my whole spirit, soul, and body. Fully, wholly, wholly separated unto the Lord, sanctified, set apart for Him, and I stand full in the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. That will be the day, man. Praise the Lord. So, we keep prophesying, just like Ezekiel. Now, you will see that Ezekiel was in, he went to the valley, he was seen in the valley, and the bones were very dry. We can all also look at ourselves as, the bones are really dry. But, I will keep speaking the word. My mouth agreeing with my heart. I have heard and then I now speak. Praise the Lord. What you hear God say to you in the place of revelation that you receive by revelation, say it out. Amen. That is what releases the power. You now follow it with tongues and you groan with it. You will enter into the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ. Amen. So you prophesy it. Please, let's just quickly look at it. Ezekiel 37. Yes, verse 4. Thank you, sir. And he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. There's another one that says, and I prophesied again. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause bread to enter into you. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. Bones came to bones. Praise the Lord. There's going to be a shaking. Praise the Lord. In fact, it's already rumbling. It's already happening. Praise the Lord. So, you prophesy. Speak the word that God has shown you. Say the things that God has shown you. When you receive a revelation, you know, and, you know, it happens to all of us. You know, God shows you something, you know, about the fullness of him. Don't keep your mouth shut. Open your mouth and prophesy. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I arise, I awake in his likeness in this new day. I am fully conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. That is what I am seeing. The resurrection power, the resurrection, thank you, sir. In fact, it's no more like that. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, we can say it. It's not blasphemy. It is not blasphemy. Jesus said it as a man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, you release that power through your mouth. You open your mouth and you prophesy and say unto those dry bones. Maybe it's in your mind. Maybe it's in your body. Maybe it's in your, you know, in your soul. You know, you know, like we read, incredible computational skills. You know, speak those words and keep saying it. Keep saying it. You know, the more you say it, the more your heart will agree with it. You know, you say it, you believe in your heart and you speak. You believe it in your heart and you speak. And as we do this, I believe with all my heart that in this new day, our eyes will see what men have not seen. Our ears will hear what men have not heard. And it will enter into our hearts what men have never experienced. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Please, let us pray. Please, let's stand up, please, and let's just pray. Amen.
Lord, unveil my eyes. Let me see you face to face. The knowledge of your love as you
in my life, believing every day.
pray together. Lord, open my eyes that I may see. Let's just talk to the Lord. Open my eyes. Like that man, that blind man said, that what should I do unto you? Said, Lord, that I may see. Open thou my eyes, O Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Let your light shine upon my heart, enlighten my darkness. Let's just pray together now. We say, Father, we confess our sins, and so we cling with the blood. In Jesus' name, we have life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these great and precious promises that you have shown us from your word, that it is our inheritance to see what eye had not seen, to hear what ear had not heard, and to enter into our hearts what men have never experienced. We come to say that today we align our hearts and our mouths in speaking your word continually. As you show us in your word, we will prophesy and speak forth the word of life until we are changed into your very image, into the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ, your fullness, all of your fullness working in us, in the name of Jesus. We thank you because you will do this for us according to, by your mercy, the grace of the Lord Jesus and the help of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Let's pray together in the Spirit. Miso frada galabaka sondabara. Massa froka da brica la vaca shandigari, minda gare, masso fredo, mindo frega la mocosone, messo fredo, mendo bregaria, ruca paco santo gare, masso saro, messo seto bregari, mica paco santo frugare, basso vantombare, masso fredo, minda kelemon, endo brega la mocosone, onda bregari, rata vaco santo frare, minda salva, ma frugado, masso fredo, compare ma costondaria, rusa parimaca santo bregaria, masso fredo, pecolo mocosone, pelo costone, pelo costone, pelo mocosone, pelo mocosone, pelo mocosone, masso froca da brega la mocosone, endo brega. Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Lord Holy Spirit, we thank you. In Jesus' name.